You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. As Black History Month comes to an end, the Syracuse community celebrated at SU's Hendricks Chapel with music and a message of rough blessings. Reverend Melvin Baker spoke at the gathering about his experiences as a Black man and the faith he hopes the community can find in times of challenge. I attended the celebration and produced this audio postcard from the evening.
I want to take a moment to share just a little bit of my own personal Black history. My grandmother, her name is Ray Jean Allen, and she didn't learn how to read or write, but she did have three children, one of whom is my mother. And Laura had three kids, me being the second of them, and she left me with this conviction that I could do more than Ray Jean. She left me with the conviction that I could certainly do more than she. As a matter of fact, it was her expectation that I was going to do more. And standing on the shoulders of those two strong, incredible Black women, Ray Jean and Laura, I stand before you not gloating, but humble and a benefactor of their hard work with 2 degrees.
The music in this piece was performed by SU's Black Celestial Choral Ensemble and the Hendricks Chapel Choir. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.